Today's daf is daf Tzadik Zayin. We're holding at the Boimine Reb Nachum Bar Yitzchak, which is a quarter of the way down. So we've been discussing the idea of temed, which is a wine that's made from shimarim by putting water on it. Yesterday, we spoke about the various shiurim, the machlokas. If we're talking about that you got out more liquid than you put in, so then if it's one out of four, everybody would be meida that it's definitely considered wine because that's a typical mixture of wine. If it's less than that, everyone would be, if it was exactly the same, then for sure everyone would be meida also. If you put in three and got out three, then we don't have to assume that there was an exchange and that's not considered to be wine. If you got more, but not one in four, so there was a machlokas, whether we should see it as one in four because it was also an exchange, or whether we should assume that whatever you put in, you got out, plus a little bit extra, since a little bit extra is now a mixture of it, one to five, it's not going to be considered wine, because it has to be one to four to be considered wine. That's what we left off. Today we'll see not everybody knew that braita. And so, Boim Nei Reb Nachum Bar Yitzchak, Reb Chiya Bar Avin, what would be the din? And he asks exactly about the question we had yesterday. Shmarim sheyesh behem ta'am yayin mahu. If you have leaves that have now the taste of wine, what's the din lagabi making a bracha borei pri hagefen? He obviously says Rashbam didn't know that braita, because otherwise he could have just answered him in terms of halacha kacherim, or is the ein halacha kacherim. And instead, all he says to them is that misavarta chamrahu. What is it that you think you're talking about over here? You think that this is considered to be wine bechlal? This is not considered to be wine. This is kiyua ba'almahu. It may taste like wine, but the din of wine is not defined by taste the way other things are. Because wine is a particular interrelationship of the depth of its taste, with its alcohol content, with its the way that it affects your body and your tongue and so on. And therefore, it has a completely different type of way of measuring. And this, based on this, the Rabbeinu Tam actually brings right here that if this would mean that a goy would use over here shimre yayin and it would be absorbed into a barrel, that's not considered to be wine. It's considered to be kiyua ba'alma, and kiyua ba'alma isn't aser. Based on this, Rav Moshe has the tshuva, which essentially is matir the sherry barrels. Because he says, look, what are you going to tie in? But it tastes like wine. I mean, how can you say it's not wine? It tastes like wine. As you see, from here, tasting like wine doesn't mean anything. Because that's the whole point. He's saying to me, you think that that's wine? Because something tastes like wine. So where you're dealing with standard iser, we have a din of shishim and so on. Mashenkin, over here, since you have a weak taste, when it comes to wine, it's not the taste that's important. You're not tasting wine when you taste the taste of wine. It's a fascinating insight. Now, it's mainly lobster. You're tasting lobster. It's lobster. But wine is not defined by that grape juice taste. It's defined as wine. So mamela, that you don't have. You have kiyua be'alma. Mamela, it's definitely not a birchas hayayin. And you don't have to worry about it. Unless, of course, you have the shiurim that you had before, where it's mamish, one quarter real wine. But other than that, it's looked at as kiyua be'alma.
What does the word kiyua mean?
Sweat. It means sort of a souriness. That means it's something that still has a sour kind of relationship to what it came from, but it's like it exudes it. It's not really it. It's an exudation. Shimarim shel teruma. Now, here we're going to see that there are things that lamaisa were machmir on, even though midiraita they're okay, but midirabana we want to be more machmir. So if you're talking about now teruma, and you're making temed, and you pour water over it, we're talking about over here in all of the cases, it's nice and tam, but you don't have a shear that's going to make it into real wine. So let's assume it's mida b'mida, so to speak. You get back what you put in. So nonetheless, the first time you pour the water over the lees and take out the mixture, and the second time you pour the water over the lees and take out the mixture, it's aser for a zar. The shlishi, the third time, it's already considered to be not truma, even legabi this chumra. Of course, as Rashbam points out, it's only a chumra de rabbonim. But still, because of truma, we want to be machmer. Whereas Rabbi Meir says, "Omer af shlishi ben otei tam." The truth is that we look even the third time that it's, if it was truma, if I taste still the wine in it, that's considered to be osur lezorim. If you're talking about maaser, which is less chamor, so then rishon, only the first time it's considered to be asur, meaning it has a din of maaser sheni, you have to eat it in Yerushalayim, but already the second time, there it's mutter, even though it tastes like wine. Rabbi Meir omer, av sheni benotin tam, if it tastes like wine, it's mutter benotin tam. Shel hegdesh, shlishi asur, v'revi'i mutar, hegdesh riva mur machmir, so that the third time that you pour the water over the leaves and take it off, it's asur, but the fourth time already, we're not machmir on it. Rabbi Meir omer, av revi'i benotin tam. Rabbi Meir is machmir, if you still can taste the wine, despite the fact that we said that when it comes to chulin, and we don't have any of these chumras of Isser, the chumra of the wine itself, or the chumra of the sherry casks, which you missed all of that, you don't have to worry about when it comes to chulin. But for these things, we're machmir even where you poured it a number of times. Now, the question is, we have a braita that seems to not like this. Ramini, shall egdish lo olam asur? Which would mean, what are we talking about, Ravi? Or Rabbi Meir saying, ah, Ravi. Here it says it doesn't matter if it's 100th time. And shall ma'aser lo olam mutar. And we just said that, well, at least let's be machmir the first time. So kasha hegdesh, hegdesh, kasha ma'aser, ma'aser. We seem to here have a contradiction. No, it says the Gemara, hegdesh, hegdesh, or kasha. We have an obvious two different categories of hegdesh. We have kedushat aguf, which is much more chomer. So somebody takes wine, he's magdish it for the mizbeach, so that now it's going to be used for the nesachim. That already will be machmer, as long as it's no matter how many times you've washed it over, any kind of taste at all of the hegdesh is aser. And kan b'kedushat damim, we're just going to be machmer up until the fourth time, or the fourth time of the Rabbi Meir. Maaser, a maaser, it's also not a problem. Where we say that maaser, even the rishon, is all a mutter, that's talking about maaser demai. But what we were talking about in our discussion, original braita, that's talking about maaser vadai. So maaser vadai will be machmer midrabanan once, but to be machmer midrabanan on a drabanan. I mean, the whole din demai is only a chumra bi'alma midrabanan. So there we weren't machmer at all, and it's exactly the same as it would be the gabi chulin itself. You think that's called wine? It's not called wine. It's called a taste of wine, which is not wine at all. Om Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Shimon bar Yehud Tzadok. Kiderek shamru le'inyan isuran, kach amru le'inyan hechsheran. If you're talking about being machsher as a mashkin with this wine, so whatever would be called wine in terms of the particular iser that we're talking about, that chumra, it would also be considered to be a wine, legabe being machshir, the thing that you're coming in contact with. So if it got mixed now with the wheat or whatever else, it'll be machshir legabe tuma. What are you talking about? What's the difference whether it's wine or it's water? It's going to be machshir. This doesn't make any sense. Hechsher in the mai. I mean, either mai, actually machshir. And either chamer hechsher or machsher. What's the difference whether you look at it as water? What kind of hechsher are we talking about over here? And if it's wine, it's machsher. It doesn't make any difference. Ah, it does, you see. Because, so let's say the case is that you made this temed using rainwater. What's an afkin is rainwater. When I say you made it using rainwater, I mean there was a bucket that was left outside inadvertently. It got filled with water, which is not machsher. Because since the Torah says ki yutan mayim alzera, but it writes ki yitain mayim, so that's our famous drush we spoke about so many times, that it has to be ki yutan dumya de chiyite. It has to be something that you want, that you desire. You put it out there to fill up. But stam, if it filled itself up, so then it's not considered to be maksha. Masha ein kein, if it is yayin, then there's no limitation of yutan dumya de chiyite, because that's specifically mayim. Not mashkin, okay? So if that's the case, I would be, if it's wine, I would be able to betame it. And if it's water, I won't be able to be betame. Is it big nafkamina? No. No, says the Gemara, of course, no. Because if the bucket was picked up by you and poured into the thing to make the temet, it doesn't have to be that you wanted it to fall in the bucket in the first place. It's now you want it. You took it now. You're evaluating it as mashkin, as mayim. You pour it into the temet. Into the shmarim, and now you're being metame. That itself is enough to be machshavit.
to be machshir zra'im, what's nafkamina, whether it has a din of yayin or mayim, we're back where we started from. Kivin dekashak of arami l'lamana, if you picked up the bucket that it fell into, achshavina. So you already turned it into mayim. What do I care what the original source was? Sorry, let me make myself clear. The shmarim were in a bucket that it rained into, is what we're talking about. That's the point. So Lotzricha shenitamed me'ilav, had left the barrel that had some lees outside. It started to rain. The thing got filled up. And now I wonder if something now falls into, is this considered to be a mayim? In which case, it's not makabel tuma afterwards because nobody was, he retained that mayim. Or is it considered to be yayin? In which case, lemais, it's moksha. But wait, we're talking about over here, the whole point is, you said, it's the same din, let's say, for truma. Second time around, so that's the machlokas. The second time it will be, third time it won't be. What do you mean second time? What happened to the first time? You obviously picked it up, and you've taken that water out. So that means you were already machshir at the first time, now it's the second time. So that means you were megala da'at, that this is the way in which you want to continue to make the wine. So then, b'meila, by definition, if it falls in again, the water, this is like Lot's daughters the second time around, you know. You pour out the first time, okay, but now I'm ready for the wine. So then it would be considered to be, kiva dekanagit kama kama, once you pour it out the first time, the second time, so now already you're makshavit. Omer of puppets talking about where a cow drank it the first time and the second time. So now the shaila is the first time you become aware of it, but it's the third time that it's been mitameh, as we're saying. So whatever the din would be, legabe, the particular material, if it's truma, hekesh, chulin, that would be the din, legabe, the din of heksher. And there it does make an afkamina. If it's indeed mayim, in which case it wouldn't be maksher because it's megeshamim, or if it's yayim. Omer of Zutra bar Tuvia Omer Rav. Now that we've discussed these halachas in terms of the brocha of Borei Pri HaGefen, we need to discuss another issue. You might have something that's suitable for Borei Pri HaGefen, but it's not suitable to make Kiddush on. So therefore, Rav is quoted here as saying, "Ein omrim Kiddush Hayom, ela al hayayin ha-ra'uy li'nasecha gabei ha-mizbeach." Kiddush Hayom is much more chomer than just deciding whether you're going to say a Borei Pri HaGefen. Because it has to be suitable to pour out on the Mizbeach for Nisachim, and therefore it adds additional criteria. Lamute Mai, what criteria are we talking about? What are you not including that would otherwise have been included? I mean, if we're talking about Lamute Yain Migito, grape juice, basically. Wine that's just been pressed. So now it's only grape juice. So you're saying, Yain Migito is not kosher for Nisachim, and Mamela, you can't make Kiddush on grape juice. That's not true. Because Va'atani Rebichia, Yain Migito Lo Yavi, don't bring the Sachim from grape juice, but Im Hevi Kasher. Lamaisa, if you do bring grape juice, it's kosher, because we dash that from Hasech Nesech, double Lashon, so it's Marva, even, at least B'di Avad, even though the Chatchil is supposed to be Nesech Shechar, which means it's supposed to be Mishacher. So we understand that to mean, since this is Bekeach, to be Mishacher, as long as it would have been allowed to now to develop into wine, except you took it early. Okay, that's kosher b'diavad. So if it's kosher b'diavad for nisachim, then it's certainly going to be kosher l'chatchila for the wine. I mean, we're not going to apply the same chumrah that we do to the mizbeach to the wine. We're just saying that it should be something royal in mizbeach. So then, imei b'kosher anan afil l'chatchila nami, then it would be kosher l'chatchila for kiddush, because after all, does it not say the Amar Rava, Sochet Adamesh Koshel Anavim, a guy can right before Shabbos, he doesn't have any wine, he grabs from his roof, he grabs a thing of grapes, and squeezes them into a cup, and now he's ready to make Kiddush. You don't get more grape juice than that. So, and he says, Sochet Adam, meaning Lechatchila. So apparently there's no problem with grape juice whatsoever. The Omer Alav Kiddush Hayom, so that can't be what Rav is coming to be Mamayit. Okay, so what was he coming to Mamayit? Maybe he was coming to Mamayit mipia umishuleha. Since at the top of the barrel, the pit of the barrel, or at the bottom of the barrel, the wine is not of the highest quality. On the bottom, it's because it has that, some of the bottles actually have, they leave them sitting. The shmarim gather at the bottom, so it's a very murky wine, and it's filled with little pieces of the leftover lees. And on the top, it often has that greenish scum that rises to the top. So maybe that's what you're saying, that you can't use that kind of wine, because that you wouldn't use for the Mizbeach, because for the Mizbeach you're supposed to bring the best. Problem is that there too, Atari Rebbe Chiya, Mipia Umishulea Lo Yavi, don't bring it from the top of the barrel or the bottom of the barrel. But nonetheless, if you do, Ime Vi Kasher. So again, according to the Klal we just had, that something which would be Kasher B'diavad for the Nisachim is Kasher L'chatchila for the Shulchan, for the Yain Shel Kiddush, that can't be what Rav meant. Ela, perhaps it's to be Mamayat, the other list of wines that we have that are problems. Though that would include Yain Kushi, if it's a black wine, or if it's Yain Borak, which is a white wine, or Heliston, or if it's Helios wine, which is like the Concord grape white, sun-dried, so it gets very sweet. So this makes a natural sweet wine. It's Lashon Helios. It's a sun-filled grape. Or Yain Shel Martef. Is that clear what that is? The Rashbam learns Yain Shel Martef is exactly referring to the sugya we just had. Somebody sells you a wine cellar. So the din is that there's a certain number of kosher salt that you can have. Since over here it's a suffix, so you're allowed to take wine from an unestablished barrel, and that would be the question. Are you allowed? We're assuming no, you won't be allowed, won't be kosher for the Mizbeach, so don't take that for Kiddush either. Lamaisa Rabbeinu Gershom says that it's talking about Yayin that's Nimkar B'chanut. So in other words, it's okay today, but it's got to be moved quickly. So that would be Yayin Shel Martef, okay? Maybe that's what you're coming to say, or maybe raisin wine, Shel Tzimukim. The problem is that the Braita says exactly the same thing over there, L'gavim Mizbeach. But Tanya, Bechulan Lo Yavi, don't bring L'chatchila such wine on the Mizbeach, but Imei V'Kasher. So again, that would mean that for the wine for Kiddush, it would be Kasher L'chatchila. What would it mean? We can't figure out what Rav is talking about. The Ella, it's talking about perhaps the Yayin that is Kosetz, or Yayin that's Mazug, or Yayin that's Megule, or Yayin Shel Shimarim, which is of course the Temet that we've been talking about, and that is not kosher from the Mizbeach, or Yayin Shirei Chora, not because the wine isn't good, but because maybe the container isn't good, or maybe it's just not a high quality wine, but it's still wine, it's not vinegary in any way. Maybe those things. Tanya Bechulan Lo Yavi, V'imei vi pasul. Those things, indeed, would be meaningful, because that already is a psul agabi mizbeach. That's because none of them are in hakrivei onal pechatzecha. Where HaKadosh Baruch Hu rejects things. What are you saying? You're trying to tell me, well, it's wine. You're saying, well, it's a pora. It doesn't have any mumin, so what's the problem? You know, it can barely walk, and it's like smells. So, okay, bring it to pechatzecha. Bring it to your governor. Hayirtzecha. That's going to get you a long way. So Mamela, maybe that's what it's talking about. The Tanya B'chulam Yavi Pasul. Okay, so which one out of those is Rav talking about? Lamute Mai. I mean, if you're talking about Lamute Koses, that's not so partial. We just said that that's a machlokas. Pluk the Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, we were arguing before about whether this is considered to be Yayin at all. Is this considered to be the Birkas HaYayin? We said, When it came to that halacha, that was good for the machlokas. Do you say Bari Priya Geffen? I mean, if you don't say Bari Priya Geffen, it's nothing to do with whether it's kosher or kiddush. It's not wine. We're not talking about that. If you hold that it is wine, and this is so, then what's the problem? So that can't be what it is. Okay, maybe it's the one about the mazug, which is mixed with water. So you're not supposed to mix it for the mizbeach. But for the drinking, of course you're supposed to mix it. For the mizbeach, I understand, it's a chisorin that it's not pure wine. But for drinking, it's dafka better if it's mixed in those days. Over there, you made it even better by mixing it. Yom Rabbi Yezer b'chanina. Modim chachamim l'Rabbi Eliezer b'koshel bracha, she'ein mevarchim alav ad she'iten l'tocho mayim. That even though we argue about the nesachim, about mazug, whether it's kosher or not, but when it comes to kiddush, even those who hold it, samachim b'diavad, bedafka you should have over here the wine mixed with water. So how could you possibly be saying if it's not kosher nesachim, it's not kosher kiddush, means wine mixed with water, if that's what you're supposed to do? The only reason we're not makbid on doing it, I mean, there are many people who are makbid, but the reason it's not makif today, of course, is because the wine anyway is very weak. But in those days, you had to be mamazik. So that can't be what Rav is talking about. So that doesn't make sense. Okay. Is it to be mamaya at the meguleh? That's crazy. I'm not allowed to drink it. It's a sakana. That's nothing to do with kiddush. What do you tell me? It's not kosher to kiddush. It's great to make kiddush on a wine that you're not going to be able to drink. So that can't be what it's talking about. Sakanaim. If we're talking about temet, in other words, mayayin shel shemarim, I mean, that was the question we had before. I mean, what are we talking about? I mean, Rava said before that if you put in three and get out four, then that's regular wine. So it's certainly not going to be possible for Kiddush. Okay, that's the machlokas Rabban of Acherim. That can't be it. It's got to be the case of Rechora. Or you know what? It could be, really, there is a way to learn that it's talking about Yayin Megule. So, you'll say you're not allowed to drink it. There's a way to make Yayin Megula drinkable, which is that he was ma'avrei b'misanenet. So he put it through a filter. He put it through a very fine filter. And if you put it through a filter, you can filter out the more oily poison of the snake. Mamela, it's not going to be usher for Yayin Megula, but again, it's going to be posvah akriveh another pechatecha. So maybe that's what it's talking about. That liyolam lamaute yain megule, and the chiddush is that af agav the avri b'misanenet Rabbi Nechemia, who Rabbi Nechemia holds that it's possible to filter out any dangers in things that are megule. Afilu hachi, what we're saying is since it's possible because of hakriveil lana pechatecha ayirtzachaw yisapanecha, so Mamela Rav is saying that type of thing is such a pagam in the aesthetics of the situation. It's not roi for the yayin of kiddush either. By the way, there's a machlokas achronim about whether this is yayin the kiddush of the laila, or is this even true lagabe where we're much more mekel lagabe that's rochem the yom, where we're matur even things that are not yayin really. So that might be what it's talking about. How about chamar chivaryan? Now bepashtes chamar chivaryan means light wine. But we already discussed that before. We said borek, which means that it's light wine. So Rashbam says, well, apparently he hadn't heard the braita. If he had heard that braita, he would have already known the halach. Over there it says, lo yavim, evi kasher for the mizbeach, which means the chatchila, you could use it for yayin. However, Tosfos argues, and he says that, no, chivaryan and borek is not the same thing. Chivaryan is even worse than borek, because the borek is sort of a rouge. It means it's light. It doesn't mean it's white. It means it's completely clear. So completely clear already, he's asking whether that's also kosher. So he told him, Omalei al tera yayin ki yitadam. What does that mean? The Torah is saying, don't look at the wine that is so deeply red. It's saying that's the chashivas of the wine, is its redness. So if it doesn't have any redness at all, that shouldn't be used. So enochinami, I mean, lamaisa, based on this, the Ramban really paskins that it's possible. And that white wine is not kosher or kiddush b'klal. No, mice we don't pass them like the Ramban. However, the Mishnah Berurah says if it's really, if it's completely white, then it should only be used. It's kedai to be machmir. It's only use it if you don't have anything else. Kankanim b'sharon says the Mishnah. This is very interesting. You're buying barrels. And you're supposed to take 10%, which is mash. I mean, I don't know. It sounded like pitasot that they're broken. They're not usable. And that's sort of weird. It's not usable b'klal. I mean, we're talking about differences in quality, but not that it's not just inferior merchandise. It's broken. Says the Gemara, no, of course, that's not what it means. Tana, the Braita explains that pitasot doesn't mean that they're broken. They're actually not. They look fine. And they look fine. Because lamaisa, they've been put together again by reheating with sulfur. And you can fill up cracks. Then you put it back in the kiln. Remember that these are made out of cheres in those days. And then it looks pretty good, but it doesn't hold up very long. In other words, even though, so that's inferior merchandise. I use this merchandise. But it's the same as what we were talking about in the other cases. It's not the best, but on the other hand, you can't say that it's completely useless. Boy, mine rim nachum bar yitzawin rukhya barovin shimarim shiyesh behem ta'am yayin mahu. Omar lay misa varta chamrahu, that's nothing, it's kiyua bi'almo. Tana rabbanan, shimarim shal teruma, rishon v'sheni asur, the third time around it's mutar. Rabbi Meir omer, af shlishi, benotein ta'am. v'shal ma'aser, rishon asur, sheni mutar. Rabbi Meir omer, af sheni benotin ta'am. V'shal hegdesh, lishi asur v'revi'i mutar. Rabbi Meir omer, no, af revi'i benotin ta'am. Es the gemara v'ramini shal hegdesh lo olam asur. Shal ma'aser lo olam mutar even rishon. Kashe hegdesh, hegdesh, kashe ma'aser, ma'aser. Hegdesh, hegdesh lo kashe kam begdushat aguf, kam begdushat damim. Maaser ha-maaser namil, kol kashe kan b'maaser vaday, kan b'maaser demai, where we're certainly not going to be machmer a drabonan on another drabonan. Om Rabbi Yochanan mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yehud Tzadok, kederach shamru le'inyan isuran, kach amru le'inyan hechshiran for tuma. Hechshiran demai, I mean, what are we talking about? Either it's maya, hechshiran ma'akshar, it's charmra, but it's hechshiran ma'akshar. So what nafke mean? Lo tzricha shetimdo b'megish amim. So, given the kashak of Arami Leilamana, at that moment, the Megish Amin becomes like any other water. An Akshavino. Ah, Lotzricha Shinita made me love by raining into the barrel. No, but still, given the Nogi, Kama Kama, we're up to the third time already. Akshavino. Omer of Papa, we got a pretty smart cow who knows a good thing when it sees it. It's talking about a Parash Shota Rishon Rishon. Omer Rav Zutra Bar Tuvia Omer Rav, Ein Omrim Kiddush Hayom, Ela ala yayin arroi li nasecha gabei amizbeach. Lemute mai. Ve'ile melemute yayin migito. Ve'atani, I thought that Reb Chiya says yayin migito lo yaviv imevi kasher. But and since that's true, kiman de imevi kasher, then that would mean anan afilo chatchil anami. Di omar rava socheit adam eshko shel anavim ve'omer alav kiddush hayom. Ve'ela lemute mipia umishuleha. But it's not a ma'akib. Imevi kasher. Ela lamute yain kushi. Or yain borek. Or hilistan. Or shamartef. Or shamotzimukim. Those things it says. Also, Tanya. Bechula lo yavi mevi kasher. It can't be that. Ela, maybe it must be some of these. Lamute yain koseis. Or mazu. Or megulah. Or shel shemarim, or sherecho rab, because on those things indeed the Tanya, b'kulan lo yavim yavim pasul. So now, which one of them? Lumute mai. I mean, ilumute koseis. I mean, that's lemaisa. Either it's not wine at all, you don't even make a bracha on it, of a geffen, or it's regular wine. I mean, that was a pluk to Rabbi Yochanan Yehoshua ben Levi. If you're talking about lumute mazug, it's even better mazug, no? Then I wouldn't be able to drink it. So what do I need to talk about Kiddush? It's a sakanai. I mean, we just said. It depends on the case, no? I mean, either ramat lata vata arba'a. So then that's regular wine. Either ramat lata vata tato palga. That's pluk to the Rabbanan Vacherim. It could be it's Bechlal, not wine. I'm going to make a geffen. So what are we talking about, Kiddush? Ela lemaute sherecho ra. That's a Kiddush. Worry by dem elolam lemaute megulayim. In a case where afagav the avre b'misanenet. So you get rid of the poison and filter it out, Rabbi Nechemia. Kiddush is that afiloch it's possible because of akriveo nala pechatecha ayirtzecha wa yisapadnecha. How about Chamar Chivaryan? Mahu? Omar le al terayayin ki yitadam. Kan kanim b'sharon, when the Mishnah said pitasot, tana pitasot means naot umagufarot.